KFOR-DOS.
This time of day, it ain't coffee time. KFOR-DOS mobile.
I'm to the dump today, and I'm going to Little Rebel to pick up lunch, supper, in between one of the two of those. How you doing, Gary? Are you out and about?
Yeah, I was, went over to Gabriel's for a few minutes. I needed to get his, he's got a, one of them high-dollar stand tools. And I went over there and got him to hook it up. My thing said I had an O2 sensor that was not working, and my little scanner. And got over there with his, and he hooked everything up. And he said, no, all four of your O2 sensors are fine. He said, I don't know why it threw a code like that, but he said, everything's good. I said, well, that makes me happy.
Was all there was no symptoms of anything wrong in the vehicle?
Running a little rough, but you know, I went online and it said an O2 sensor could cause a problem. And then, according to my scanner, one of the O2 sensors was bad. And I got over to his house, and his scanner said, nope, they're all working, and we flipped it around and watched the graft and all of that stuff. He said, no, it's perfect. No problems there.
To figure out what was causing it to run a little rough.
Part out. When I put the intake gasket on, I missed a tooth on the distributor. And it's the, you don't time these vortex like you do most cars. You have to look at the cam retard, and it's supposed to be a plus or minus two. Mine's a minus eight, and so I missed a tooth on that when I put it all back together. So now I got to pull the distributor back out and back it up one tooth and put it back all together again.
Timing one time, and it was nighttime. I just finished putting an engine together and got it all running, and I had it not far enough advanced or too far retarded, and it was smelling hot, and it had paint on it, so I figured it'd smell a little bit hot because it was new paint on a new engine, new build. So I stopped out on the road and lifted the hood just because I left the distributor a little bit loose. I knew I might have to turn it a little bit, and Gary, because it was retarded, it had those exhaust manifolds glowing red. They were very hot. Anyway, I advanced it, and that fixed it. But that'll do it.
The only problem is with this engine, it's got that plenum on top of the intake, and I don't have much adjustment on the distributor. And so I could, had that not been there, I could have adjusted the a distributor and got it on out, but now I've got to pull it out and move it a tooth. But that'll be all right. It'll be right when I put it back together again.
We're able to figure it out quickly like that. You don't want to run too far, too long like that. It will cause a problem eventually if you let it go. So what else are you up to today now that you got that one marked off your list?
Yeah, I'm in downtown Greenville. Went over to VE testing this morning and had seven folks come out, and we did it kind of like a drive-through. They sat in their cars with clipboards and that sort of thing and took the test, and we walked the paperwork back and forth and out in the sunshine. It was nice this morning. It wasn't too hot and, or anything like that, and I went home and ate a bite of lunch with Joy, and then I went over to Gabriel's and been over there all afternoon. And, we hooked the scan tool up and got that taken care of real quick. But then we sat around and talked and, you know, how we do. And I told him, I said, well, I got to go to the house and it's about supper time. And so I figured I'd call Joy in a minute and see if she wants me to pick something up or if she's already cooking something.
I just went through the drive-thru at Little Rebel and picked up some country fried steak with white gravy, macaroni and cheese, and fried okra. So we're getting ready to have, we missed lunch altogether. I was making trips back and forth to the dump, and there was a long line In fact, it was so long that they blocked off the road that you normally used to get in because it was a short little road, and they only let you access it from one road, which meant I had to go out and go around the block, and it's about a 3-mile block. It's a big block, and get in line. So my truck got plenty of time to charge the battery because it was so dead it wouldn't even click because it's been so long since I moved it. But by the time I got done, came back for the second trip, and I did shut the engine off, loaded it up, and hit the starter to see if it would start. And sure enough, that battery from dead enough that it wouldn't even click to it started it. So I was happy with that. That battery's not totally gone yet.
Well, I got in Joy's car. My truck needed a battery. It had been needing one for a while. It wouldn't maintain a charge. And got in the Joy's car and went to the store the other morning and got in it, cranked up just great. Drove it to the store and all of a sudden it wouldn't hit a lick at anything. And I ran across some nice person there in the parking lot. I asked him, I said, would you mind giving me a jump over here? I said, I've got jumper cables. And they said, no, I'll be happy to. So they drove over, sat in their vehicle while I got the jumper cables out and hooked everything up. And I got to looking and went back and checked the records there at the house. Her battery was 8 years old, and mine was 7. And they only had a 3-year warranty with them, so I figured that was pretty good.
They did really good, almost 3 times as good as the warranty on her car. One more year, and it would have been factor of 3. That's good. Well, when I was going to jump off the truck, I moved Amy's car over there next to the truck and popped the hood and got out with the jumper cables, and there's no battery under the hood. Everywhere I looked, there's no battery under there. It's one of those hybrid Avalons. She got it back in November. I've never popped the hood on it. But I said, okay, backed her car up the driveway and got my car out to jump the truck off. So there's no using her car to jump off anybody. I don't know where the battery is in that thing, probably under a seat or under the people or in the trunk or where the gas tank. It's got a very small gas tank because it's really strong battery, so it doesn't need a whole lot of gas to make 400 or 500 miles on a single tank. But anyway, Gary, I'm backing it in to the carport. It's good talking to you. Hope to catch you on the net this evening. KI4DOS, W4DJW.
Enjoyed it thoroughly. Don't get to talk to you as much as I'd like to. Tell Amy we said hello. Hope y'all stay safe and stay well. And glad everything worked out with your truck and the battery built back up. Go on in and enjoy your supper, and we'll talk to you later. W4DJW, KI4DOS Mobile.